Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie McCain. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Archie McCain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. McNair reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McCain reaches second base with a double. Desautels moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. McCain moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hudlin drops the ball. Fox moves to third. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McCain reaches second base with a double. Desautels goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mills for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards right. Chapman fields it and throws to second to catch Gailhouse for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Croner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin bunts towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galehouse hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Joe Becker pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell scores. Hale moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Becker moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for John Kroner. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.